And it's time for the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Laser Eye Care and A1 Air.
What a fun game to watch. Really enjoyed my baseball watching last night. I like it that Bruce Bochy took one look at the Diamondbacks and said, not in my house.
God,
they weren't in their house.
This Rangers was a team that covered all its bases when it came to steal the 2-1 series lead. The once and future skipper of the Texas Rangers was the difference in the rotation that the Rangers needed at the moment. The Rangers very looked toward him for the form of leadership that distinguished winners from champions.
George, he was silly tweeting again last night.
I know. I saw one of them and just went, I can't do it.
I felt that Scherzer was very go and take it when he got the call to go for the win.
And I knew the worst part of it was coming in this morning and then hearing them all over again.
These aren't tweets. These are something else.
Oh, these are more?
Yeah, these are just things I thought of when I was on the driving to work this morning.
This is bonus content here.
That I was yelling at the guy to get out of my head because his phrases kept popping into my head.
Oh, my gosh.
Makes me crazy, too. Believe me.
You got to tell him about your one tweet, though, with the cat.
Yeah, I got a few people on the line on that one. I got a few people hooked on that one.
New York Rangers?
Yeah, right. And I don't even remember. Do you have it in front of you, Craig? I don't.
Yeah.
But it's...
Okay, this is...
It was some bit of nonsense.
He posted a picture of a cat sitting casually on a couch wearing a New York Rangers jersey. And then he wrote, told ya, all you Ranger tweets haters need to learn that I am good charm for Ann Bochy and Co. Company.
Yeah, that part really sent me into hypnosis.
Bochy and Co. dot and then company. 4 exclamation points. It's time for us all to go and make 'em. 5 exclamation points. Oh, then gosh. All caps, give us the title, 2 exclamation points. There's no consistency to the punctuation. And then that stupid picture of a cat.
So, yeah, I had a few P1s at Gordon, you know, that's a New York Rangers jersey. That's a hockey jersey. And I did the old, I don't think so. And then they tried to convince me, hey, look at the collar. It says NHL. I don't think that Bochy would allow his players wear NHL stuff. I don't know what you're talking about.
This is great because it does let the P1 know what I go through every day.
Why can't you allow me to be into sports, too? I'm excited tweeting.
But I want
it
legitimate
sports.
I want legitimate participation.
That is legitimate participation.
Not crazy head trolling.
Okay, I don't get why I can't do something like that, but everyone else can tweet, let's go! And that's a great tweet.
That's annoying too. That can be annoying too. Yeah.
When is let's go gonna end?
Never.
And when is F around and find out going to end?
Hopefully
that one seems to be ubiquitous too. I know it's all, we just go through phases where something has to blanket the earth and then we get tired of it. But yeah, I mean, like let's go is a real quality tweet.
No, I never said that was either.
And I'm not saying people can't do it. That's fun. It's fun to just emote, right? Online. Yeah. I think it's fine.
Hey, Twitter world.
But I don't understand why I can't emote with nonsense.
I'd rather see your nonsensical funny tweets than let's go tweets. Any day.
I may give them that, yeah. But at least the let's go tweets don't send me into, you know,
hypnosis.
Some sort of tailspin. Yeah.
Some sort of mental tailspin.
Yeah.
George, did you see this picture of the cat, though?
Yeah, it's hilarious. I love the picture of the cat.
He's got a helmet on.
Helmet on.
Someone really worked hard on that at some point.
That poor cat. That would be all dressed up like that.
Cats and dogs, keep this in mind today. They don't like being dressed up.
We
get a kick out of it, but they don't like it.
And they don't like being roped into people's sports fanaticism.
No.
Like how many times have you scared one of your animals by yelling when a home run is hit or a completion is made, Hail Mary gets completed, and you yell and then the cats and dogs run out of the room.
So one guy responded to Gordo, that's a New York Rangers uniform. And Gordo responded, you apostrophe R, pretty confused. The Rangers play in Arlington, but they are called the Texas Rangers. And then the next guy says, wrong Rangers, Gordo. And Gordo responds, what do you mean? Did you not watch the games?
Oh, jeez. Wrong.
The most ridiculous responses.
Oh, it's so infuriating. I cannot stand that guy. You cannot have a conversation with him. He always just misses the point.
And then another one says, that's a cat in a hockey uniform. And Gordo responds, I don't think so. Clearly, you've never been a cat owner.
Oh, George laughed
Leave
at it.
People alone.
George laughed at it. Okay. All right. I know why the Rangers won last night. Bochy was wearing bigger glasses.
Those are different?
Those are different. It was he was wearing glasses a few nights ago. It looked almost like he forgot his regular pair. Now, he's worn these before that he wore last night. Those to me are his regular glasses, but there were some other ones he wore the other night that looked like they were his frames from, like, eighth grade. They were smaller.
Borrow them from a grandkid or something?
Yeah, and they were bent, too. They were kind of bent into a cat's eye formation, but it looked like somebody sat on them.
There's nothing worse than back in the day when I wore glasses if you had to wear your old pair.
Oh, I
know. The right prescription.
Prescription's gone. And
bent frame. And
I hate it when you get uneven arm on the glasses and they're all crooked. There's nothing that makes you look less squared away than crooked glasses on your face.
Yeah.
Somebody just doesn't look like they have their life together if they have crooked glasses. Okay, so what are the rules on batters backing out of the batter's box? Because I see it happen still.
So you get one in at bat.
That's it.
With the new rules, yeah.
Which is great.
Yeah. Yep.
I love this. So another rule, as I am baseball time traveling, this is the first series I've watched in 12 years. So you only can try to pick off a runner at first three times.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't get them in those, like the third time, if you have missed them the first couple times, they get to take a base. And that's new, right? That's been since, so that's to speed up the game as well.
That's to stop all the constant throwovers. Yeah.
Gosh, was this not controversial when they instituted all these rules? Was anybody making the arguments that you guys were making to me back in the day, which was that, hey, look, you know, you got to be able to throw and keep a runner on.
We've been for these rules. We thought baseball needed.
That's awesome.
Yeah. We, like everybody else who's watched baseball in the last 10 years where you haven't, have been asking for this kind of stuff to speed up the game. I think
very slow to do it.
I think universally everybody is happy about these new rules. They were happy when they were going in. All of them, I think, were a big success this year. Everybody's happy. Cut 30 to 40 minutes off game time.
But you did disagree with me on the intentional walk. That we couldn't just point to first and say, okay, you just go ahead and go.
Yeah, I disagree with you on that. But I'm also happy with the new rule the way it is. But I like the possibility of one getting away from the pitcher.
It was a little exciting when someone would try to intentionally walk someone and then throw a wild pitch.
Yeah.
And all hell breaks loose. Okay, so the baseball humidor is also interesting new change that came in, I guess, last year. Or is it this year that they've had all teams have the humidor?
I'm not sure when that came in.
It may have been either like 22 was when 9 teams had it, and then this year was all 30 teams, or I'm off a year.
22.
The use of a humidor started with Colorado in 2002, expanded to Arizona in 2019, then 3 additional teams in 2020, then 10 more last year, and then 30 this year.
Okay. So this year, it's really widespread. Yeah. And the idea is, I didn't realize this until I started reading about the baseball humidor. And what they were trying to do is make the balls behave a certain way. It gives you a deader ball, right, is the idea?
Mm-hmm.
Or at least I think the big thing is consistency, so they're all the same.
Right, yeah. In all the parks, which obviously are in different environments. Mm-hmm. Which I think is a great idea. You're trying to standardize the game.
Right.
But it is interesting to me when I started reading, it's not just the environment that those balls are in. I didn't realize that baseball tinkers with the recipe on the balls, not only between seasons, but sometimes mid-season. We had the a couple seasons ago where they changed the recipe of the balls in the middle of the season.
Yeah,
now, they claimed it was a supply issue, but and that may be true. But how crazy is that? That and they aren't. They were not being very transparent about it. Like, they denied that they had done it, and then they had people had done studies on the balls, found they did it, and then they said, okay, yeah, well, we did do that.
We just didn't think we needed to tell you.
Why? And that is absolutely something that Major League should be transparent about.
Yeah.
You want to think that a game is fair, and you don't want to have this behind the scenes. They just don't even tell you what is the main thing that's involved in every play, which is the baseball.
Yeah.
And they're goofing with it.
That's been a story for as long as I can remember in baseball. Every few years, something will pop up. The balls are more tightly wound this year, or they're not as tightly wound. The quality of the baseball, condition of the baseball, that story has popped up for over the 100 years, I bet.
So is there a difference in the average fan and the hardcore fan when it comes to, do you like seeing dominant pitching or do you like seeing dominant hitting? The average fan, I would think, loves dominant hitting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think in this country, people prefer offense. Why soccer has always struggled.
Yeah.
Right. We want lots of home runs, and lots of fireworks, lots of pitchers getting the hook.
Yes.
It's always so defeating.
But count me in that group that loves the pitching duel. I love dominant pitching more than I love dominant hitting. I always have.
Yeah, because it is a great moment. Like, and then we had a couple last night when you get the real exaggerated called third strike.
Mm-hmm.
When a guy gets that, that's great. I also love it when the batter has to stop and look and barely contain his anger at the umpire when he disagrees with the call. That's always fun to me and exaggerated. But when we get robocall, that's going to be fascinating. When the strike is called by AI, when it's a called strike, and how will they present that? Because baseball has a great opportunity to think about, how are we going to present robocall? Will there be lights that light up back behind the batter and that we see on camera?
Or do you still have an ump back there that gives the call?
Yeah, does the ump, does the human deliver the call?
Mm-hmm.
Or I think then you're making him the focus of the ire of...
Well, they'll yell at him, but they'll know it's not him making the call.
Or do you actually have, like, a robot there? Like, a robot that's standing there that will just be standing in the back, and he delivers the call.
That'd be funny.
That would be awesome.
If a manager comes out to argue with him, he just shoots him with the laser?
Well, I don't think we need death in there.
He stuns him.
Yeah, it's just a stun thing.
The other thing I was thinking about was, have we never had a female umpire in baseball the way that other... officials in other major sports now, there's more and more females.
In the minor leagues, women. We have. I don't think we've had them in the major leagues, though. We've had them in the minors.
I wonder why that is.
I don't. I guess we just haven't had enough.
So it's been basketball. What about NHL?
I haven't seen women's there.
Jen Paywall. I guess that's her name.
That is a fake name.
She's 46, and this season she became the first female umpire to reach AAA in 34 years. So I guess we had one a long time ago. But we haven't had one in the big leagues yet, so one's close.